I'm Scotty Young with I Hate Fairyland, and I snuggle up in a tent and sleeping bags with a court of nerds every weekend.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a Court of Nerds special interview. We're the only podcast that can't sleep without a fan next to our faces because it reminds us of the noises that we used to hear at night. I'm Drew. Joining me today are Julia and Ian of Princess Story. You can see it at Dog Story Theater. Like them on Facebook right now because they are delightful human beings. Guys, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us. Yeah.
So let's start with this. This is not your first venture into the theater.
No, not at all. Just doing this. We have a company. We are My Musical World. We write and produce original musicals here in Grand Rapids, and Princess Story is our third production that we've written and produced and directed and done everything. Ourselves, our first two. When did we start?
Our first show was called Tips the Musical. It's TIP $ the Musical, and it's about people working in food service. So not as raunchy as it sounds, but a little more vulgar at the same time.
It's definitely an R rating.
It's not waiting, but it's also not.
It's been likened more to like a foods musical. It's been likened to a musical food service version of. Empire Records.
I like that. I would see that.
That's a day in the life. It's available on YouTube to watch.
Mm-hmm. That's a good elevator pitch, my friend. Hold on to that.
Our second one was just 2 years ago. It was Inferno the Musical and was a 19...
Our second one was just last year.
Last year, yes.
And Inferno the Musical just went up last year, and it's a 1940s film noir style reimagining of the classic Dante's Inferno.
Wow.
So with mobsters and violence and hidden gold and, you know, French jazz music. It was all very exciting.
Wonderful. That one is also available on YouTube.
Well, there we go. I'm assuming My Musical World on YouTube. If you are searching for it.
We haven't put if them.
All you have to search, you can search Tips the Musical with TIP $ the Musical at Wealthy Theater helps you find it because we did both shows at Wealthy Theater right here in Grand Rapids. And you can search Inferno the Musical at Wealthy Theater and both of them will come up. You'll see the full length thing and all of their Technicolor glory.
Well, just for full disclosure for our listeners, our good friend B-Stick set this whole thing up. She's delightful, and we love having her on this podcast.
We love her very much.
Absolutely.
It's hard not to, really. Mm-hmm. There we go. She's like sitting over in the corner, like just soaking up all this praise, and she wants to tell us all to shut up, and she can't. That's my favorite part. I have a microphone, and you don't. All right. I know.
You listen to every word I have to say.
I don't know if she told you guys. I actually do come from a theater background. Awesome. Nothing as advanced as what you guys are on.
Yeah.
But I remember even how hard it was to remember my lines or remember my entrances, let alone write all of them. How long does the process take you?
Well, in terms of a show like Princess Story, this show has had some pretty serious roots. Ian and I have been writing together since 2013. We're best friends and writing partners, and we come up with the stories together. I do the music and lyrics, and he does the dialogue, which is why it's so delightful and grounded in reality. But when it comes to Princess Story has its roots in a song that I wrote back in college about a princess who rescues herself, and he's always thought it was really funny.
I thought it was such a great, great song and such a great idea, so it kind of snowballed into this because I'm also a costume designer.
Okay.
And so I came up with this concept for a costume for her that we made for a Comic-Con, and then people just lost their minds over it's this princess that rescued herself, Sleeping Beauty, all, you know, with armor. And
so he made me this beautiful dress, and then I took it outside and I shredded it and I burned it and I ground it into the dirt and I covered it with glitter because, of course, when Maleficent, you know, goes kaput, there's this...
Glitter bomb, yeah.
Like, you have to be accurate here. But we just love that, and we'd been working on Inferno, and we're working on this deep, heavy story, we start talking about, boy, it'd be really cool to do a musical of that. So Inferno gets done, and it's like, let's start it. Inferno finished in April. We started writing.
Yeah, so the obvious thing for me, anyway, was I took a look at it, and I'm like, this is the story we need to tell. We need to tell this story about a princess who rescues herself. So in our show, in Princess Story, the first act starts up, the narrator comes out, he's telling the story, and all of a sudden, the sorcerer falls dead on the ground.
What?
And scene poof, one. She's free. So the end, traditionally speaking. Mm-hmm. Except, of course, it was the beginning.
So she decides that she's going to start going on adventures. Instead of just going home, her parents let her get kidnapped. Why would she go home? So she starts going on all these adventures, learns how to sword fight, learns how to fend for herself, gathers, like, becomes a hoarder and everything.
Starts using all of these tools in this tower that she was locked up in. She collects all these trinkets, figures out what to do with them, and just, like, starts wearing them in case she needs them. So, then a year later, this prince shows up.
Scene
and Scene two, a year later. A prince shows up, and he is heroic, and he is manly, and he is fierce, and he is all of those things that a prince needs to be. And he's like, da-da-da-da. And she's like, oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. This is not what I want at all. And he's a bit confused. So then starts this epic quest of getting to know people for who they are as human beings and really, you know, discovering the humanity in a prince and the nobility in a swamp hag and the charm in a mercenary and, you know, the heroism in a dragon. And it's just... It just has been this really fun adventure in how can we twist the tropes to really drive home the point that anybody can be the hero of the story. That's been our driving focus.
So you're not just messing with genre norms, you're messing with gender norms that assume. Oh, yes. And I'm saying assumed.
Yes.
You know, we're not, how do we say, douchebags around here. So this show just sounds incredible. So you guys must have an incredible cast working with you.
Oh, they're phenomenal. Oh, my God.
I love when you see creators, like when you mention their cast and they just like fall over in half.
I've been talking about this since day one. Once we got our cast and crew solidified.
And they all said yes, which is the big, you know, anxiety.
Because I'm directing the show.
Okay.
And
is it directorial debut?
No.
Oh, no.
I directed Tips and I directed Inferno. This is the first one, though, that of the three that I've directed and haven't had to act in as well.
I promised him this time we would get enough people, it would be okay, and we did it.
So I'm finally, I only have a few jobs. I'm directing, I'm co-producing, I'm sound designing, but like it's so much less than it was because we have an amazing costume designer for this one. The things that she's coming up with, Ashley Viersen, gotta give her a plug.
And then we have Gina Klatt, and she's our stage manager, and she is just brilliant. She was at auditions, and at auditions she had with her a book that she had bought. She went out and found the best recommended book on stage managing, and she bought it, and she was taking notes during auditions. So she came into rehearsal day one with all her pages printed out of, I want everyone to fill out all their allergies on this and everyone to do all of it. It was shocking. We have a lighting designer. His name is Alfred Sheffield, and he's a professor at Grand Valley State University. He travels to New York and does lighting conferences on Broadway, and he's working with us on this project.
To be fair, Julia used to work with his wife, so she kind of had an in.
Gotten in.
But he approached us.
That's what's important. We're
still flying about.
So we've talked about the behind the scenes. Tell me who's on the stage.
Well, actually, Julia is our star. I was very adamant about this. I wanted... Because this is her story, because this is something that she's been so passionate about, creating this princess who's not a complete and utter drag, that's not just some fainting flower and whatnot, I really wanted her to, because she really encompasses that. She came out the womb singing and dancing.
All
but
right.
She's a little more badass.
I was going to say, is that on YouTube or no?
As far as I know, no.
Oh, fair enough.
We'll ask her mom.
Right.
I really wrote this part with her in mind. Like, if somebody better had come along, yes, we would have hired them. But like, I wanted Julia in this part.
And I honestly just wanted to be in the show in general. Ian writes because he likes to tell these stories and he likes to do these things. And I like to do all of that too. But I write because I want to play these roles. And especially as a woman in theater, and in Grand Rapids it's true, but everywhere it's true. There are so many women who want to be in theater who just completely love theater. And for so many of us, we're never going to be the ingenue. We're never going to be that classic princess. I will never get cast as that. It doesn't matter that I can physically sing it. It doesn't matter that, you know, I can work and I can dance it. That will never be what I'm cast as, and that's okay. But there aren't that many other alternatives. You've got the ingenue, you've got the hooker with a heart of gold, you've got the old woman, and then you've got a lot of trees, which is what we affectionately call the characters that are on stage, like moving props around and singing in the chorus, but don't have any actual parts. And there are some shows that those are wonderful, but we didn't want to write those. And I don't want to play those. I like writing characters and writing music that inspires me.
That's one of the biggest thing with our company, with My Musical World, is that we, our biggest aim, one of our biggest aims, is to write strong, confident female characters. Not to have just these, like, we, for those of you who are familiar with the Bechdel test, it's not a perfect thing, but we apply it to everything that we have. There has to be at least two named female characters, and they have to have a conversation with each other about something other than a man.
And that seems so completely, completely pathetic. How could that possibly be a category that anyone uses for anything? But oh my God, so many things can't pass it. It's horrifying for the nerds out there.
Something like 95% of movies failed the test.
Right.
And for the nerds out there, Mel Brooks is one of my heroes. We love his writing. He's brilliant. He's a comedic genius. If you look at his musicals, though, it's painful. Because you get one, maybe two, Young Frankenstein, you get these three female characters that are different in some way. They're all about getting it on with someone, but they're at least three distinct female characters, but that's it. That is the total for his main shows.
And that's something that we really, really strove for with Princess Story, because mm-hmm. most of the cast is female.
It's a 6-to-3 ratio, which
our
is pretty
villain,
cool.
Our villain is this super badass... She's a queen. She's the image of perfection and just grace and beauty.
And she is fierce and she is incredibly intelligent and she is just a, pardon the language, but badass bitch. Mm.
There's no language pardoning around here. We want your language.
Well, we
want the children to come see the show.
This is a family-friendly show.
This is a family-friendly show.
Sorry, this is a family-friendly show.
Bring your cousins, bring your kids. No. We do not recommend kids watch tips.
Noted.
With Princess Story, we very much drew on the old... the Muppets way of doing things, where it's for the family, but there's a few jokes that the kids will go, why is mommy laughing?
Ugh, you're talking to my heart. That's what you're doing right now. Anyone who says going after the Muppet way of doing things is speaking to the way that I feel inside. So, yeah.
If you think of that, mix it with Shrek, let Fiona be the main character and remove the romance, you'd have a pretty good grasp on the tenor of Princess Story, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So... this was born out of a song written by you, mm-hmm. Julia, a script written by Ian,
mm.
and it's going to be at Dog Story Theater.
Yes.
Is this your first show you're doing at Dog Story?
This is our first 2-week run at Dog Story. So we have 8 performances this time, which is great. Each of our first 2 shows, by just an amazing gift from the universe, were both selected to be performed in the Lake Effect Fringe Festival, which, if anyone out there doesn't know what it is, you should look it up, because it's all about local theater in Grand Rapids and mm-hmm. making a difference and inspiring local artists of all types. And it's really, really great. But both of our first 2 shows were lucky enough to be chosen to perform in the festival.
But we only got 2 shows in the festival, because that's the only light they could allow. So shortly after the festival, we rented the space at Wealthy Street Theater, which is an amazing place to perform at. But this time, we actually got our hands on a nice little 2-weekend spot.
All at the same place. We don't have to shift our sets, which, if anyone who has ever out there, you know, done big costumes and big set pieces for things, you know, oh my God, having to pack everything up and not having, we can have everything just out, and all the makeup and all the hair pieces and everything can just be out and ready to go. It's great.
Yeah.
So you have a home.
We have a home.
You have a home. You have a cast. You have a crew.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the audience for this show? Who's coming to see this show?
Well, as of right now, we have a mix of... let me think. I've been snooping around the backside of the ticketing website, because I'm a little OCD that way.
Wait a minute. Somebody who writes and works on musicals is OCD?
Yeah, maybe.
I've never heard of it, she has to be
because I'm not.
No.
What's one of those things, though? It's the same thing we do here at Court of Nerds, man, is you want to play off of each other's strengths. You want to be, I'm terrible at managing money. That's why we have John. I'm somewhat hideous to look at. That's why we have Ben and Stacy and Emily.
Me and Julia definitely have recognize where we are strongest at and the things that we're good at. She's the administrator of my musical world. She handles like all the big decision things. She clears everything with me, but she, you know, she's in charge of like putting things like this together, and I'm in charge of doing what she tells me to do.
It's really wonderful. He lifts big, heavy things, yeah, and like he puts costumes together.
I am very happy with, because I like to be, okay, this is what needs to be done. And then once I have a path, once I have a thing, like have this list of things to do that she needs me to do, I go and I get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just always worked for us.
Yeah. And I hate co-writing. So I guess when they make jokes about how there's always something out there that'll change your mind about something, this is the one instance for me, because I've been writing music since college, and I hate it with passion. And I can do it with Ian, and not just can do it, we can excel, which is remarkable. But so back to the question about who's coming to the show.
Yeah.
We've got everyone from insurance people to young children to college students to
goths.
to punk rockers. It's really quite an exciting group. We've got business people and teachers, and
so this truly
really
is
excited.
A show for everyone.
Yes.
Well, if you're if you're militantly conservative, you might not get along with us very well.
No.
I'm just going
to
put that right out there
show.
Because we're not going
to
put up with it.
We would love to have your money. But this show definitely has something for everybody, because I love everything pop culture.
He does.
I'm what I have dubbed an omni nerd. There isn't much I don't nerd out about.
Yeah.
So this show, in the dialogue, I littered with pop culture references. Everything from Princess Bride,
Deadpool,
Monty Python, Deadpool, Bugs Bunny, other musicals,
Robin Hood, Men in Tights. Oh gosh, Wizard of Oz shows up.
Wizard of Oz shows up. There's a nod to Captain America in there.
It's true.
This is like Cisco Ramon from The Flash wrote a musical.
Kinda, yeah.
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 Point in fact, we would challenge people to see how many pop culture references they can find, because our cast, we're now 2 weeks out, and our cast is still coming up to us going, wait, is this what this refers to? And we have to think back to when we wrote it, and it's like, yeah.
Yeah, during the read through, somebody, when we were trying to like narrow it down and, you know, figure out where we need to make cuts and everything, one of my friends leaned over to me and said, was that a Pokemon reference?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
it was.
This sounds like an absolute blast.
Well, we like to think so.
Yeah.
So, do you guys have a plan? And we want to talk about the run dates, how people can get tickets. Do you guys have a plan for what's next?
World domination.
Yes.
Okay. Well, clearly.
What's next is us, well, first legit becoming a company.
Right. But in all seriousness, we've been going really hard and fast at this. We started writing at the very end of 2012, and it's now 2017, and we have 3 full-length musicals, one of which has been performed by a local theater in town that's not us, which is amazing.
And has a professionally produced soundtrack.
Yes.
Ooh.
But that being said, aside from the fact that we've got a list about 8 story ideas long of what we're going to do next, our next step, we are going to be getting an agent, and we're going to be starting to market these shows seriously to other groups to do. Because we really, truly intend to take them to Chicago and to take them to Broadway and to take them to London and to take them across the globe.
This is what we've found the thing that we want to do with our lives. Like, this is...
And it's this.
Currently, I'm working in a kitchen at Heather Hills Retirement Village. They're one of our sponsors, so I feel I can plug that.
Dude, without yeah, plug whoever you want, man.
And Julia is working for GRCC. And we want to not be working there anymore.
That being said, I love my coworkers and I'm learning a ton. I do want to clarify that
right,
in case they're listening, you know.
No, guys, I totally understand. Look, I love what I do for a day job. But if I could turn talking to folks like you and reading comic books and watching movies, what I do for a living, and then writing about it on a website, I would love to do that instead.
Not to mention buying Broadway tickets and writing them off as research material.
Right. Exactly. I get it. That makes total sense. And I think the folks at Heather Hills and the folks at GRCC would understand that.
Yeah, they really do. They're incredibly supportive.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But that being said, everybody out there, you're our only hope. You're not our only hope, but you really are a big hope for us. If you can tell people about... Princess Story has 400 tickets in this run. We would like to be able to sell them all. But if you can tell people about Princess Story, if you can tell people about Inferno the musical, if you can tell people about Tips the musical, and for God's sakes, if you can go on and just have it play on YouTube in the background while you're vacuuming, I don't care, but...
Get those views up.
Get the views up so that people start noticing and going, what is this? Oh, this is good. Because we know it's good. We are arrogant little pricks. We know that we're good. The point now is to keep getting better, and the way to do that is to take those next steps.
Well, we'll make sure to put links to the YouTube videos in this post so that people can find them easily and watch them. We will make sure to have the link to the Eventbrite for the tickets, because that is where folks can get tickets. You can also download the Eventbrite app for your phone and get tickets that way. The show is coming up very, very quickly. And
Two weeks.
Get your tickets in advance.
They are already selling fairly well. Like, opening night is a good portion sold.
Yeah, no, we've got... close to a fifth of all the tickets are already gone, which is pretty cool considering it's Dog Story and most people figure that they're just going to get them at the door.
Right.
Mm. We recommend that you don't wait to get them at the door. You can if you want, but they can't do overflow seating there. It's a safety hazard.
Yeah. It is a safety hazard. September 1st through the 3rd, that's Labor Day weekend, and then the following weekend, the 7th through the 10th.
Yes, it's September 7th, September 8th. A matinee show on Saturday, September 9th, an evening show on Saturday, September 9th, and another matinee show on the 10th. And then September 3rd is also a matinee show. So for people with kiddies, that's a great idea. We also highly encourage dressing up. Oh my God, it's a fairy tale musical. Please dress up.
And we're huge cosplay nerds.
We would love to take pictures with you so much.
So wear your finest princess dress.
Or superhero, or anybody who saves the day or makes it harder for other people to save the day. Tell a story, for God's sakes.
So, yeah, little girl, you want to come dressed as Batman? Come dressed as Batman.
Yes, come dressed as whatever you want.
Little boy, if you want to come dressed as Princess Aurora, dude, do it.
Be you. If you want to be a Pink Power Ranger, show up as a Pink Power Ranger.
That's true. Ian will be there in his kilt every night.
I'll be there in my kilt doing the curtain speech every night, so...
It's a handsome kilt, sir. A handsome kilt.
Oh, no, I'm going to wear my dress kilt.
A dress kilt?
Oh, yes. Well, there are stages.
I got the one with my family colors, so I got to wear that one.
Well, then, I don't even have a response to that. Ian and Julia of My Musical World, Princess Story is the show, Labor Day weekend, and of course, September 7th through the 10th. Tickets going fast on Eventbrite. Get them now. The link is in the article here, Dog Story Theater. Look for more from them, because this isn't the last time I'm going to talk to you.
Absolutely not.
All right, we are your Court of Nerds.